Hey there, Chris Guillebeau here, your host of Side Hustle School, and welcome to our first Throwback Thursday episode of 2023. That's right, it's a brand new year, episode 2196. We're almost at 2,200 episodes, which is also pretty amazing. Been making this podcast every single day without exception since January 1, 2017. And in this segment, Throwback Thursday, we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, last week, which was also last year, crazy how that works. Last week, we heard from an online plant seller who has sold thousands of succulents. Today, in our latest feature, we're going to hear from a freelance commercial animator who works on TV shows and other projects worldwide. She actually started as a corporate animator and decided to make the switch to be full-time freelance. But of course, she did that as a bit of a transition with a side hustle and so on. Let's hear a bit more about that from her. Her name is Nicole. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up. Hey, by the way, thanks for tuning in today. I'm glad you're out there.
Hi, everyone. This is Nicole here to share my story. As I sit at my desk staring at the stack of unfinished projects in front of me, I'm reflecting on the past 2 years as a freelance commercial animator. It's been a wild ride full of ups and downs, but overall, I wouldn't have it any other way. When I first decided to go freelance, I was a little nervous. I had always worked for a company with a steady paycheck and benefits, and the idea of being completely on my own was intimidating. But I had also dreamed of being my own boss and having the freedom to take on projects that I was truly passionate about. So I took the plunge, starting as a side hustle, of course. I won't lie, the first few months were tough. I spent a lot of time trying to get my name out there, and it felt like I was constantly sending out proposals and following up with potential clients. But slowly but surely, things started to pick up. I landed my first project on retainer, and the money started rolling in. It was a huge relief and a huge boost to my confidence. Within a year, I was able to go full-time. One of the biggest lessons I've learned over the past 2 years is the importance of time management. As a freelancer, you have to be your own boss and make sure you're staying on track with your deadlines. It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind and lose sight of the big picture, so I've had to learn how to balance my work and personal life and make sure I'm not burning myself out. Despite the challenges, being a freelance animator has been an incredibly rewarding experience. I've had the opportunity to work on some amazing projects with some incredibly talented people, and I've been able to see my work on television and in commercials all over the world. That's definitely been the highlight of my career so far. If someone else wanted to start a business like mine, I would tell them to be prepared for a lot of hard work and dedication. It's not easy being your own boss, but the rewards are worth it. You have to be willing to put yourself out there, network, and hustle to get your name out there. And most importantly, you have to be passionate about what you do. If you're truly passionate about your craft, it will show in your work, and that's what will set you apart from the competition. Thanks for giving me the chance to reminisce. I wish everyone the best of success in the new year.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Nicole. Really appreciate you sharing those updates and good work going from employee to self-employed. It's always a challenge, but so many of our listeners have found that it's worth it. And of course, others find a way to just keep the side hustle while they're also doing their job. So lots of different options out there. That's why we try to provide different case studies and models. People can figure out what's best for them. Listeners, let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. If you've got a question or an update for us, sidehustleschool.com/questions. If you're new, remember that the podcast comes out every single day, 7 days a week. You can always subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. It's always completely free. That's it for today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.